my first six rounder as a professional, and the referee stopped the contest in the fourth round. I boxed very well, so it is.
Yeah, tell us a bit about how you boxed, and tell us a bit about your opponent.
He was a tough lad. He had over 40 fights. He was easily my toughest opponent to date. He'd been in with the likes of Stuart Hall and Josh Warrington. Stuart Hall's a former world champion. Josh Warrington will be fighting for a world title this year. And Stuart Hall, he went the distance with Stuart Hall over six rounds, and Warrington stopped him in five rounds. I was able to get the job done in four, so I'm delighted with the result, and delighted with how I boxed the box very well.
You had him down in the first round?
I did. I just, right at the end of the first round, I had him with a left hand and put him over, but just the second he got up, the bell went, so that was it.
And you were on top for all four rounds that you took part in?
I felt very comfortable. Like I say, I'm delighted with how I boxed, and bar one or two shots, he didn't land anything on me.
So what's next for Tyrone McCullough?
I'll have to speak to my manager, Steve Goodwin, and see. He's out in Turkey at the minute. He's about a sub of property over there, but he says he rang me on the morning of the fight, and he says we'll speak on Friday when he's back home. But I'd definitely like to be out again before Christmas.
Yeah, I suppose that there are those who would say, and you can decide whether it's correct or not, that you haven't had many fights, five, but you're a professional for a couple of years.
I would, just over a year. Ideally, or the minimum, I would like four fights a year, and at the minute, the first year I did have four, and I've had one now. But I definitely want to move up the ladder a bit more quickly and get more fights if possible.
And you did say, when you were talking to me before, that you had to kind of change from the amateur's type of boxing, where you wanted points, to maybe hitting a little harder. It would suggest maybe after yesterday's fight that you are hitting a little harder.
I'd like to think so. I've been working on my strength conditioning and got my diet right, so that all plays a big part as well. And the change seems to be coming along, because in my previous fight before this, I went, it was my first time going four rounds, and I was gone home for the whole four rounds, and I was wrecked at the end of it, and I knew that this was six rounds, and I had to have enough in the tank to do the six rounds. But I paced myself and adapted well. I learned my lesson from the fight before.
So six rounds is a bit of a step up, I suppose, and if you're going for championship titles, you'd probably have to move up to 10 at least.
That's correct, and it seems a bit daunting at the minute, but as I say, six rounds might have seemed a bit daunting a year or two ago, so I'll just have to take it as it comes, and just learn to pace myself a bit more again.
As you said, it's been a while since your last fight. Has it been difficult to motivate yourself to continue training at a high level?
Not at all. Once I get the date set, I get in the frame of mind that I can just do it. I just need the date to get myself motivated. I like to take a while off after a fight, so I do. But once, like I say, I get the date, and then that's the mindset on the fight. Just so once I get speaking with Steve now next Friday, and hopefully he sets an hour date for me, I'll be back in the gym.
Are you a natural super bantamweight?
That's debatable. I fought at super bantamweight now the last 2 years or so, or 3 years, and I've been making it, but it's never easy, so it's not.
And is that a disadvantage, obviously, whenever you're trying to make a weight? That we heard from Paddy Barnes as to what happened in the Olympics, is it a problem, obviously?
It can be, yeah, but Paddy Barnes is a bit of a different scenario. Like, Paddy Barnes is fighting at light fly, and he's been making that the last, I'd say, 10 or 12 years or so. I can make super bantam, and I just enjoy my food a bit much.
Don't we all? So when would you expect to be fighting for a British title?
by the end of next year, I'd like to be fighting for some sort of title, and maybe British, maybe definitely by the end of next year or 2018 at the latest, I want to have some major title, a British title at least.
And can you give us some names of boxers that are standing in your way?
There's always boxers up and coming, but at the moment the British champion is a fellow from Liverpool called James Dickens. I've seen him about, but like, I fancy my chances against him, and like I say, when I get a few more fights, even at the minute, but I just need to learn, like I say, to get the longer rounds under my belt. And then there's the likes of Rob McCollum, he's turned pro, he could be super bantamweight. It's very exciting at the minute. There's a lot of boxers up and coming.
But you would expect it. You yourself would expect a fight before the end of the year.
I would love one before the end of the year, because I've had 3 fights this year, and like I say, I would want 4 fights a year minimum.